the Divadeets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I am your host and coach, Danya Powers, and today we're going to talk about the real reason why you keep starting over on Mondays and how to finally break that cycle. Just use simple no fluff stuff. It's a system that I call the consistency blueprint, and I wanted to share that with you today because motivation will lie to you. Always. It will always lie to you. Perfection will absolutely paralyze you and keep you from moving forward. But consistency will change your life. It will absolutely change your life. So you have this cycle that is draining you. Let's be honest. You probably crushed a few Mondays. You're like, oh, I got my push workout in or whatever workout you have scheduled. You've got your food on point. You're good to go. You meal prepped. You drank all the water. You skipped the snacks that were going to take you the wrong direction and went for the right snacks, went for the protein, got all of your workouts in, and then something happened. Either the scale didn't move and you're obsessed with it, or you missed a day, which happens to a lot of us. That happened to me today. I skipped Wednesday, not on purpose, but my son is graduating this week. I have a lot of things going on, but I moved that workout to today. But we do skip days, right? That does happen. Or you got busy, you got overwhelmed, or you got exhausted. That happens a lot of times. And by Thursday, you're like, screw it. I am not doing this anymore. And by Friday, you're eating out of the bag. You're not measuring. And you're promising yourself, I'll get back on track Monday. Does any of that sound familiar for you? I am hitting those buttons in your world, I'm sure. You're not weak. You are just stuck in a system that was never built for women in this season of life. So today, let's rebuild the system. Let's just rethink that. So we want to actually, this may sound so bizarre to say this, but we want to set the bar lower than you think. You've been taught to go all in. Generation X is all about going all in. Hard workers, determined. You're not going to get in our way. We're the latchkey kid generation. So you have kind of this all in mentality. So if you're not suffering, you're not doing it right. Right? That no pain, no gain, 80s mentality. We have that just integrated into our whole world. But the truth is, the lower bar might likely have a higher follow through for you. Your new goal isn't to go hard, it's to go steady. Let me give you just a real life example. I use Michelle a lot, but she is such a poster child for my business. And so you do hear about her a lot, but Michelle used to restart every freaking Monday. I would get the message from her, I'm starting over, I'm resetting, I'm back on it. And now she aims for those three workouts per week. She's getting really honestly 4 and 5 now, but she's aiming for those 3 20- to 30-minute workouts per week. And she is getting protein at least 2 of her 3 meals for sure, hitting her protein goals. And she's down, I want to even say closer to 40 pounds. I keep saying 31 pounds, but her last weight, I need to go do the math on it, but I think we're hitting that 37, 38 pounds now without ever being perfect. She does not require being perfect. She requires being consistent. That's what happens when you build trust with yourself. And that's exactly what Michelle does. So on the weekends where she used to go out and drink and party, now she's like, oh my God, I went and tried this new line dancing class. So she has made movement the center of her weekend goals and her focus. And so one of the things that you need to do is have a habit stack like a boss. And what do I mean by that? That means we don't need more time. We need more intentionality. We need to make sure that we are not sitting there freaking out about how little time we have, but looking at the time we have and being very intentional with it. You have routines. You do them. Hopefully you're doing them. Are you brushing your teeth? That's a routine, right? You're making coffee. You're checking emails. You're doing all of those things. Use those moments as anchors in your life. Use those moments as anchors. But a pro tip here, just a disclaimer, please pay attention to this. Don't start 5 habits at once. Pick one. Pick one and get good at it. Repeat it until it's boring and it's just part of your world. And then layer on. That's our habit stack. Okay? So my clients can create a stack map, if that makes any sense. So listing current routines and then adding like either, let's say they were only able to do 2 of the exercises. The next time that they work out, they add the 3rd. Or they were only able to do 2 of the sets and there are 4. The next time they add another set. Does that make sense? So you just kind of add a new habit each time. Maybe you were able to hit all of your meals except for dinner. Well, the next day, what's your goal? Dinner. Does that make sense? So you've got a habit stack, because momentum builds from intensity, not from identity. Okay. You're not trying to be healthy. That is such a bad vibe. You're not trying to do all the right things. I want to smack people that are like, I'm trying. I'm so Yoda on this. There's do or do not. Otherwise, there's shut the F up. Okay. You're either doing or you're don't. There's no in between. So stop telling me that you're trying. You're a woman who moves. You move all the time. You sacrifice for everybody in your life all the time. And now you're a woman who does. You're a woman who fuels your body. So you're not trying to be healthy. You are getting healthy. You are moving. You are doing those things. So we want to make sure that those are where we are focused. It's just very intentional. And then make sure you're tracking the right things. Most women over 40 are burnt out on tracking calories, macros, steps, sleep. And so track your habits. Your habits are where I have my clients. My clients focus on four pillars. They focus on, did I hit my water? That's a big one, 96 to 128 ounces. Did I move today? They are getting their workout. They are making sure they're getting their strength training workout. Did I hit my steps today? They are shooting for 6 to 10,000 steps every single day. Every client has that goal to check off. And did I follow my macros? Did I measure all my food and eat all my macros? Or did I just grab whatever the heck I wanted or skip all my meals so that I binge later like a crazy maniac? So you could also, this is one of the things that one of my clients sent me a picture of, and I think this is what she's doing, and it makes sense to me this way. So try this and see if it works for you. If you are a person that needs a visual, okay? Use a post-it note or a whiteboard, okay? And I'm going to try this week and just see how I do with it starting Monday. This is going to be one of the things that I do. So watch for me on my social medias and let's see how we do, because it's going to be a big part of what I'm posting in my stories, okay? So you're going to watch for it in my stories. But you want to keep it visual so you can see your streak grow and you can see how your habits hit on a big, something big, like post-it notes. And you could do it a couple of ways. You could put all of your post-it notes down and tear them off as you hit your habits so that there's very few post-it notes left, or none if you hit all your habits, or you can write it down on a marker board. Does that make sense? And you can just check it off as you go so that you have a visual of what you have. Yes, my app does that for my clients. It does, but maybe you need something more, or you're not one of my clients, you're not in my app, right? This is something that's gonna help you see your streak grow, not obsess over perfection, but be like, this was definitely an 80-20 week. Look at me go, bam, right? So that's a big deal. Also, let's talk about shortening the bounce back, because this is a real power move for women over 40. Stop making a bad day mean you're bad at this. You had a bad day. F it. Good. Get over it. It's okay. Everybody has bad days. If you think you're alone in that, you be cray. We all have crazy days. Let me tell you, this morning, I had this big of a window to squeeze not one workout, but two, because I also have my Friday workout. So I was squeezing in my Wednesday workout. I had a new lady coming in to measure to set her baseline for her measurements in, a brand new client. And then I also had to get my Facebook Live in by 9:30. So I got up this morning. We were up late last night because of graduation celebration stuff. And then I got up this morning after I slept in until about 7:30, got as much work as I could get done so that I'm being the best presence that I possibly can be for my clients and my online presence, rushed to the gym. I got to the gym at about 9:20. I did my Facebook Live in the parking lot, my Instagram Live in the parking lot, went inside, started my workout. And one of my clients misunderstood. She thought she was supposed to come in at 10 o'clock today. So she showed up and she wanted to get measured. She's supposed to be there tomorrow. And she was like, I was like, oh, well, I can always skip my workout and come back to it. She was like, oh no, don't do that. I'll come back tomorrow. No, I'm going to measure you now. I'm not going to do that to you. So I go measure her, knowing that she's there at about 9:42 at this point. Okay. So I go back and I measure her. We do it really quick. Chitty chatting with her, just catching up with her. She was down a half inch on her waist. So cool. So amazing. I love measurement days. And if you're local to me and you're one of my clients, that is something I offer at no extra charge, is coming in and meeting me in person to measure and getting photos so that we can see how you're doing and we can do math, et cetera. I use Microsoft Excel for the math, just so you know. I'm not a super good mather, but, we did that. I got back into my workout, started my second workout, and lo and behold, my 10:30 client showed up at 10:17. I had to be across town by 11 o'clock this morning for another client. And so I got her measured. She's brand new. So I'm trying to take the time with her. I'm talking to her. I'm doing all of these things. And then I was like, when we got done, I looked at the front desk lady. Her name is Terry. It's actually Kelly's mom, the owner of the gym, her mama. And I looked at Terry and I was like, should we run bets to see if I can finish this workout? Man, I busted a move. I got the workout done. I was trying not to get sweaty because I knew I was going to come podcast for you. I went to my client, made it here for the podcast on time so that we can get this recording done. Brian gets what he needs to do for his production time. But you know, and I was just in a timely fashion for everything that I went, but stop making a bad day mean you're bad at this. You just have to make things work. You just have to become adaptable and then not be like the person that's going to throw a baby fit. I mean, how old are you? Stuff happens. You got to laugh at it. When we were at the graduation celebration yesterday, my son graduated yesterday. You create a table. Okay. And so the graduation table is the theme of your child. And, you know, each child has had different themes. And so Antoine last year, like a couple, 2 years ago when he graduated, it was Air Force. Everything was Air Force. I had Air Force cookies. I had Air Force flags. There were pictures of Air Force. Everything was Air Force. Okay. Well, Omarion, I was like, what do you like? And he's like, I like guns and Chick-fil-A. So we made his table guns and Chick-fil-A. And we were like, wow, that's a really American table. Yeah, it really is. But we had Chick-fil-A cookies, gun cookies. We had guns everywhere, camo everywhere. And I mean, they were airsoft guns, not like real guns, but, and then I had pens that were like guns, and it was like, you know, take a weapon that's mightier than the sword. Nobody got that. Surely to gosh, I was like, I am being so profound right now. And people are like, guns are not mightier than swords. And I was like, that's not what I said. It's a pen. So anyways, so that was the whole thing. But my husband put a big gun up on the table without telling me, which caused this chain reaction of events. The balloons like broke everything. And it was like, you know, what was I going to do at that point? Was I going to make this like horrible for everybody there? Like, oh, you ruined the table because it literally just everything went everywhere. Or can we laugh about it and just reset it and move on? Whatever, right? It's freaking balloons. But at the end of the day, it's a hysterical table and it did what it was. It was the most popular table there by far because there's little kids everywhere shooting at each other with pin guns. I don't know if that was like safe or what, but it wasn't like for real guns. And so, and the cookies were super, super popular. She had even like put little French fries on the cookies. It was just wild. You know what I mean? So just a lot of fun. But instead of quitting, we just kept forward. It's the same thing. So stop making a bad day mean that you're bad at this. Instead of quitting for the week, shrink the reset window. Stop being so freaking hard on yourself. Did you miss a meal? Reset the next one. No brainer. You don't throw away everything. If you got shot in the leg, you're not going to be like, well, damn it. And just shoot the other leg because, you know, I've already shot this one. I might as well shoot the other one. That makes no sense. But that's the same mentality that you have. If you have a mistake, then you just are going to shoot your other leg. No, you're going to be like, no, the next decision is going to be, let's bandage up this leg and keep on, you know, trucking. That's what we're going to do. So the next decision is going to be the one that changes things. So trying to think of a client that used to fall apart after one bad meal. It's always Michelle, bless her little heart. Michelle, she really would. Like she would almost like self-punish herself and isolate. She would isolate and disappear after one bad meal. But now she'll say, I win the next one. You know, I mean, Kathy G used to beat herself up for the mocha chocolate peppermint martini she would have at Christmas time. And I was like, you know, that is Christmas time, first of all. So you're not really having those all year round. You're not having tons of them. You know, it's not, that does not mess everything up. And that's exactly how Kathy G dropped 19 pounds and 4% body fat. Was because she's allowed to have the mocha chocolate peppermint martinis, whatever they are. And by not quitting, because when you set those all or nothing stupid parameters on your life, no matter what it is, marriage, all or nothing. No, it's not. It's a constant state of compromise. It's a constant state of adaptation and learning how to communicate properly is the same as your fitness journey. So we learn how to not quit. And here's the other thing. You personalize it. As a coach, that's all I do. I take someone and God has blessed me with a lot of intuition when it comes to people and understanding. He's helped me learn how to be a better listener with people so that I can hear where they're coming from. And that as I learn people, I learn how to help them better because I can see where their vision is. The contractor is coming. We're having some housework done. He came today and we're having this deck and carport built out here. Brian and I are going to have like such a pretty view out here. Maybe even do podcasts outside on the porch from time to time, because that would be a lot of fun. But we have all of this, you know, happening. And it dawned on me that there is some interior stuff that I want to do, which is enclosing this office. And so I took him inside the house today when he came by. Bronson is the name of this contractor. And I said, you know, I wanted to tell you what I wanted to do in this room and enclose it. And he was like, I'm so glad you did, because we're going to have to frame that in for you so that we can fit your new door properly. Does that make sense? The reason I'm saying that is because he has to personalize it to make this new thing work. Well, your plan is no different. If your plan feels like punishment, it's not the right plan. If you wanted it to feel like punishment, you need therapy. There's nothing okay about that. We're too old for that shit, to be honest with you. You want to make your blueprint fit your life. If you hate early mornings, freaking work out in the afternoon and shut up about it. Don't make it the end of the world, or that you skip your workouts because you hear that mornings are better or you ran out of time. Or if you know it's not going to work, if you work in the afternoon, put on your dang big girl panties, get up and work out in the morning. Hello, you grown. If you hate salad, stop eating them. Eat vegetables the way that you want to eat them. I hate salad. I could eat roasted broccoli all day. So guess what we mostly have at my house? My husband likes salad. We always have salad. But for Danya, he knows he's not going to hand her raw spinach. It better be cooked. I don't like it raw. I just don't like it raw. So can't prep 10 meals? Try three. Master three. Get good at it and repeat them over and over and over. Just stop making excuses. It's not about being perfect. It's about being practical. And you got to stop beating yourself up. You are an amazing, unique individual who deserves an amazing, unique life that fits who you are to help you become the best version of yourself. When you fall off, here's your script. You ready? Use this phrase. This wasn't like me. I made a mistake, but I'm back. Figure out how to sandwich that sucker and give it that positive, that you need to move forward. You don't need shame. You need self-leadership. I can be a great coach all freaking day long. But if you are not going to step into the game and say, hey, coach, I'm ready to play, I can't do much. You have to remind yourself you've done hard things. You've done harder things than this. This workout that you need to do, you have harder things to do today besides this. If you get this done and this was the worst thing you did, it's going to be a great day. Does that make sense? Perspective is huge. You followed through before. What would be different about now? You are capable of consistency. Why don't you want to do it? What is standing between you and your goals? Is it you? The answer is yeah. Say it with me. This time, I'm not quitting on myself. You got to say that with me, Brian. You ready? I'm not quitting on myself. That's right. So if this blueprint hit home and you are ready to change. You are ready to have a life of consistency and you need help. You're ready for a custom built plan, a simple, sustainable plan that fits your life as a woman over 40. I would love to support you. I want you to message me the word ready. You can find me on Instagram at Danya Powers EC, TikTok at Danya Powers EC, Facebook, Danya Powers, or you can go to my website, www.empowerdcoaching.com, to book a free strategy call. You can also find a link in the show notes of this program to book a free strategy call. And I want to make sure that you stop starting over. Let's stop starting over. Let's build momentum that lasts together. So until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.